And we're in the paragraph of Vechintin Pachtacha. Hashem Lekino Alkom Ma'asecha Ve'imoscha Alkom Ma'ashabarasa. In the Siddur Agra, just continuing with what we were explaining yesterday, though, in the Siddur Agra, so you're talking about that idea that we referred to, that Ma'asecha are those that are more complete. In other words, they've worked on themselves. Maybe Klai Yisrael are closer to Shlemus. They're more of a finished product. They went through Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. So in the Siddur Agra, he talks about how those that already worked on their Avodas Hashem in their lifetime and during the days of Gullus before it was clear that Hashem Echad, so they're called Ma'asecha because they worked on themselves. They're closer towards a finished product. They're making themselves more the way they're supposed to be. So on them, Ubechein Tein Pachtacha, give them an even higher level of Yerushamayim when Mashiach comes. Ve'emascha, a lower level of Yerushamayim, Akal Mashabrasa, those that are still in the level of Bruim, those that haven't worked on themselves during the Gullus, that haven't tried to work on the Yerushamayim, it's still at a very low level or non-level. In other words, you see like this, that if during Gullus, when things are unclear, somebody works on themselves and fights to get whatever amount of Yerushamayim you could have nowadays during these times of Hester Panim, so then when Mashiach comes, those people will be given an even higher level of Yerushamayim. They put in their work to get themselves to whatever level they could in Gullus. Hashem will give them even more Yerushamayim. Those that didn't put in the work during the days of Gullus and didn't try to work their Yerushamayim, they'll be given more Yerushamayim when Mashiach comes than what they have now. But it'll still be on a much lower level than those that already worked in it before. So it's almost like, even when the Geula comes, not okay, now we're all on an equal level of Yerushamayim, of feeling awe and trembling in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, those that worked in it in Gullus will be zochet to even higher levels of it. The levels of Yerushamayim that somebody could reach, there's an infinite number of levels. So there'll be continued to be differences in the levels of people based on the work that they put in before the Geula came. That's what it seems to be saying in the Siddur Agra. V'yira'ucha Kala Maasim. In the Eitz Yosef, he points out like this. When Pesukim talk about fear between people from one person to another person, it talks about Yira Mimcha, Yira from another person. So for example, he quotes the Pasuk, Ra'u kol ameh ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yiru mimcha. That the nations of the world will see that Hashem's name is upon you and they'll have fear from you. However, when it talks about Yira in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Yira from Hashem only, Mimenu, but it's Yira Ucha, the Yira of Him, Yira Oscha. It was not fear just from Him, but fear of Him. Just His very existence is one that brings about fear, not because of what He might do to you. When you fear from somebody, it's not their essence that you're afraid of, it's what they could do to you. What they hold over you, what could happen because of them. But the Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not just because, oh, He could punish us. That's a low level of Yerushamayim. That's Yira Sa'onesh. You're afraid He's going to punish you, what He might do to you. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Yira Ucha, Yira Oscha, Yira of Him. That's more like Yira Saromus. That doesn't exist almost by other people. To be in someone's presence and then just their essence elicits a Yira from in front of them, even though you know they're not going to do anything to you. That only exists in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost like we don't have so much to compare it to. A little bit, I think we said, say when you go to the Gedolim, if you have a kavod for the Gedolim, sometimes you just sense their greatness is so awesome that you feel so small and embarrassed in front of them, even though you know they're not going to do anything to you. It's also similar to the Malachim and Shemayim. They know Hashem's not going to punish them. And yet they have more Yira Shemayim than we have, running around sweating and shaking and trembling and the way the Midrash explains the Malachim. So there's a level of Yira Shemayim that comes from not just what He's going to do to you. So yesterday we started to speak about that. And we said yesterday that everybody becomes like one because everybody has the same goal and the same person, the same goal, the same purpose. Lasos with Zoncha, believe of Shalom. But I saw in the Siddur Agra, no, not in the Siddur Agra, I saw, who says this Pshat? I think in the Eitz Yosef, he quoted the Ramchal. The Ramchal says the following idea, that when we talk about V'yasu Kula Maguda Achas, we're not talking about Klai Yisrael right now. We're talking about the whole rest of the world, this other 70 nations of the world. And when they all have the goal of serving Hashem, they can only be called an Aguda Achas. When do we use the word Aguda? Like by a lulav. When you take a lulav, Esrog, Hadassim, and a Ravos, and you tie them together, they become an Aguda, a bundle. Because it's four separate items tied together, but they're still four separate items. See, by Klai Yisrael, we have a concept of Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, right? Like it says, like Kabbalah's Torah, V'yichan, in singular, V'yichan Yisrael, Neged Ahar, Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, Rashi says. Like one person. Really, the Jewish people are not just separate units of individual neshamas. There's also another way of looking at them, and it's true, that we're Knesset Yisrael. We're one large conglomerate neshama. Every one of us a different limb of the massive body and neshama of Knesset Yisrael. The bodies might separate us, but the neshama is all part of one massive neshama. We're each a different limb within that. And when we all have the same goal, so we become an achas. But the goyim, they become just an aguda achas. Separate. They can't become achas, mamish, like the Jewish people. They're like an aguda achas, tied together with one goal. The Ramchal compares it to, let's say, a tzaddik and his avodas Hashem. So he has a lot of things that he uses, a lot of different kelim that he uses to serve Hashem. He has his sitter, and he has his writing utensils and his paper, whatever. Each thing is a different vessel for his service of Hashem, but they're still separate things. And he's one person. The Goyim, when the Geula comes, serve Klai Yisrael to help them, let's say, serve Hashem. So they might recognize Hashem Echad and then see it as a privilege to serve and help and aid the Jewish people in their service of Hashem. So they're each different kelim of the Jewish people in the Jewish people's service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, they're just an Aguda Achas. That's if you explain this as going on the Goyim. Kamoshi Adano Hashem Elokeinu Sheh Sholtan Lifanecha. The shlita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the world is lifanecha. It's right in front of him. He doesn't need to exert himself. He doesn't need to take control of the situation. It's in front of him. It's his already. It doesn't require any extra effort or any getting involved in things. It's right laid out, spread out in front of him to do without having to maneuver things to gain that control. Oz biyadcha ugvura biminecha. So the Mefarshim should point out that when we talk about Yad, and then we talk about Yad Yamin, so then Yad is referring to the Yad Smol, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yad Smol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could either be referring to Hanhagas HaTeva, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Generally, the main way that we see is running the world with Teva. What does Teva mean? It doesn't mean that he set a list of laws in place and they run the world, but it means that he runs the world in such a perfect pattern that it looks as if there's rules of nature running the world, because he does it in a very predictable, measurable kind of way, although each time he's constantly willing it all the time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to hide, he knows how to hide perfectly. He's not going to be off. He can make the sun come up exactly when it's supposed to, and the day gets smaller and longer exactly the way that, in a predictable kind of a way. So it looks like he's running it with nature. But even that, Oz Biyadcha, even that is with tremendous strength and koach, that it's a massive project working in a powerful way, what it looks like his running of the world with nature. And yet, Ugvura Biminecha, is Yad Yamin, the hand of the Nisim, it acts with Gvura. What's Gvura? When you misgaber over something else. In other words, he could break the rules of nature. He could change the way things are running. He could do things in a more obvious and overt way where you see his control over the Teva. And he has that Gvura, and that doesn't actually take strength for him. It's just that when it's the right time that he decides to do it, so then he does that Gvura b'minecha. But the Teva doesn't have a power of its own. There's Gvura b'minecha to overcome that. You could also say that the Yad Smol is referring to Hanhagas HaDin and Mishpat, when things are happening justly and fairly and with Din. But yet he has Gvura to overcome that with Chesed, with his Yad Yamin, which definitely we want in the days of judgment. The Shimcha Nora Al Kol Ma Shebarasa. So I think it's a Eliyahu Pian. Someone explains that Shimcha Nora, Nora is referring to above our ability to perceive even. It's just way above our ability to even fathom. And how unable to fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu are we? Al kol ma shebarasa, everything created. Even the smallest of creatures, a teeny ant, an amoeba, a piece of anything. At the end of the day, the more you analyze it, you'll always come to questions, not understanding how that happened and where that came from and why like that. And then why does that happen? And you find you might come to smaller and smaller particles that make it up, but there'll still be more questions and lack of understanding. V'shimcha Nora al kol ma shebarasa, on everything that you create in the entire world, it's awesome and above our ability to understand and perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Uvechein, and with this, do we have time? Uvechein, ten kavod Hashem la'amecha. So like this, when the whole world, this is the flow from the first paragraph to the next paragraph, as Rashi and the Itz Yosef say it. When the world, as we saw in the first paragraph, recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence and complete control over everything, and that there is no, then they realize that there is no other God of the world other than the God of the Jewish people. So that brings a kavod to Klal Yisrael. V'chein ten kavod Hashem la'amecha. And with that, bring kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu to your nation, that it was their God that was the true God all along. And Tehillah L'Re'echa, Tehillah, that Rashi says that everybody will be Mahalel, those that are near Shemayim, because they had this truth all along. They always knew this, and they always followed, they always said this. In the last paragraph, the Kamoshi Adonu Hashem Elokeinu, like we always knew. Not like Kamosha Yodim, not like now we know, or Kamosha Neda, like then we'll know when the Gula comes. No, Kamosha Yodim, we always knew in our minds, and our Seicha, Shashaltam Lefanecha, that Hashem had complete control over everything. So the Jewish people always knew this. They might not have had it in their lev, but they had it in their Seicha, they had it in their belief system. This is what they said to the world. So then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself to the whole world, shows himself to the world, that's going to bring kavod to the Jewish people that were always living that truth, always proclaiming that truth, and they'll praise them. You were able to withstand the thousands of years and gullus and all the torture that we put you through and how much we tried to pull you away from this, and you still stayed truth to the belief in one God. So it's going to, during those days, there'll be Tehillah L'Re'echa, praise to those that had Yirat Shemayim through all those years of Gullus. And the opposite, the more that we were tortured brings only more Tehillah to Klal Yisrael. Why is this important to us? Right now we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is this talking about the covet of the Jewish people? Why is that important, the covet of the Jewish people? So one of the greatest chassadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to the Jewish people is that he linked his kavod to our kavod. That since we're his nation, and we're associated with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he chose us, and everybody knows that. So now, if the Jewish people aren't successful, if the Jewish people don't do well, if they don't succeed at the end of the day, then that's a chilal Hashem. And when the Jewish people are on top, and they do well, and they're successful, so that's a kiddush Hashem, because it's Hashem's nation. So we want that there should be kavod la'amecha, because that brings a kavod Shemayim, a kiddush Hashem. Like it says in the Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael to take revenge against Midian, it calls it Nikmas Hashem B'Midian. Why is it Nikmas Hashem B'Midian? Meaning to fight the Jewish people, they didn't fight Hashem. But no, when you fight the Jewish people, it's like you're fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, stop. With this, we'll stop for now. That when in Eretz Yisrael, so there's, you know, elections going on, everybody's all big about that. The way that the religious people look at elections, it's not just like, oh, like in any other country, when you're choosing who is it that's going to help your rights, defend your rights in the best way or whatever it is. But in this case, it's completely different, because it's because since kavuta, the Torah, kavuta the mitzvos, covet to those that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we're voting, we're basically either voting for Hashem or against Hashem. So it's a massively big thing. And it's a massively big thing. Let's say before Rosh Hashanah, people that are voting, you know, you vote for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you could turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and hope that he helps you. But if a week before, 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, you voted against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what could you hope for in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur?
Two shifts.